This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Richard Benedetto, former White House correspondent for USA Today. Before that, he was a reporter for the Gannett News Service up in New York, including 6 years in Albany, the state capital. Both of those experiences will be put into play now as we talk about two New York politicians definitely wishing for better news on the headlines the last few days, New York Congressman Charlie Rangel, as well as embattled Governor David Patterson. Richard, thanks so much for being with us.
Nice to be with you, Greg.
Let's start with Charlie Rangel. He's been in Congress for nearly 40 years. He's the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. There had already in the past couple of years been strong allegations about tax evasion, a lot of calls for him to at least step down as chairman of the committee. Now he's about to be admonished for apparently accepting a corporate-funded trip for himself and other members of the Congressional Black Caucus down to the Caribbean a couple of years ago. What's going to be the fallout of this, do you think?
Well, his chairmanship as chairman of the Ways and Means Committee could be in jeopardy. A lot depends upon whether or not Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, and her fellow Democrats are willing to get into that kind of a battle with a man who has been there for a long, long time and who... and who still has a lot of respect from his colleagues. Rangel in himself is such a strong personality that it's going to be hard to push him out.
So he has no intention of doing the easy thing here for Nancy Pelosi and relinquishing it. If she wants to push this issue, he's definitely going to fight?
I think so. I've heard him on radio this morning talking about the fact that he thinks that... That the charges have been trumped up and that the findings are wrong and that he intends to battle it.
One of the things he said in his statement yesterday is that he never knew a corporation had funded this trip and it was really the fault of his staff that all of this got out of hand as much as it did. How's that likely to play?
Well, he can try that tack and he's using it right now. It all depends on how hard he wants to fight. I'm not sure that the Democrats in the House have the stomach to boot him out of the committeeship chairmanship. They can't remove him from office.
And of course, we mentioned he's been in office for nearly 40 years, and he represents Harlem, which is a safely Democratic district. But I know he's got at least one challenger this year. What are the folks in his district that thinking of him these days? Is it time?
Well, I'm not sure that it is. I think that he has a record of achievements that he can point to in his district. He's very popular in his district. There is a younger man in his district who wants to challenge him. But, you know, it's very hard to remove an entrenched incumbent in a seat where in a district where it's so heavily Democratic and the holder of the seat is kind of revered in the community.
We're talking with Richard Benedetto, former White House correspondent for USA Today. Richard, you mentioned that if Nancy Pelosi fights this thing, she's going to get a severe pushback. What kind of dilemma is she in right now? Is it smarter for her to just not engage in this right now and potentially have that hanging over her? Or will it actually pay off more if it looks like she's making good on some of the ethical promises she made back in 2006?
Well, she has gotten a lot of fish to fry these days, and not the least of which is the health care reform bill, which the Democrats now seem to want to force through a reconciliation vote, which is going to bring a Senate bill over to the House for a vote. She's got all of that to worry about and a lot of political pressure on her there, so that the Rangel thing is going to be sort of a second burner thing.
If it looks like a chairman of a committee that had important roles to play in the formation of health care, even though that this story isn't really related to the health care debate, with that negative story hanging out there, could it affect the debate at all?
I wouldn't think so. I think that basically the Ways and Means Committee that put together its part of the bill or dealt with the financial parts of the bill was in tune with the majority of the House thinking, so that I don't see that having a real effect.
Well, let's shift to New York politics. As we mentioned, you covered Albany for a number of years, New York State politics for quite a while. David Patterson, of course, took over after the sex scandal involving former Governor Eliot Spitzer. It didn't take long for him to fall out of favor with New York voters. The story of the moment that's basically ending this fight for a full term relates to possible criminal activity by a key staffer of his. But what initially led to the public pretty much losing faith in David Patterson? His poll numbers have been terrible.
It's been a number of things. First of all, in any political situation, the first thing is the economy. When the economy is bad, the people in office take a lot of hits. And the New York economy has not been very good, just like the national economy, but New York, and especially upstate New York, has had entrenched high jobless rates, and the people are discontented. That's the first problem they face. Second problem is when he came into office, he quickly had a minor scandal with regard to his own sex life and the extramarital affairs that came out. And since that time, he's had the other stories have dripped and drabbed about him that have been womanizing related. Now this latest story, this latest thing that's apparently going to push him out of running for re-election, is involving influence peddling almost. It's like the governor, an aide on the governor's of the governor's staff, charged with spousal. I guess it's a girlfriend. There was a charge against a girlfriend in which the governor intervened in trying to get the woman to drop the charge. He personally made a phone call to the woman and then had state police get involved in the whole thing. It's just a total ethical lapse on his part, which is enough to do him in.
And, of course, that clears the way now for Andrew Cuomo. It's pretty interesting today when Democrats like Party Chairman Tim Kaine and Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell were asked about this on a couple of the cable chat shows. They quickly said they respected the decision and moved on. There wasn't seemingly a whole lot of tears on the Democratic side that this primary fight was going to end.
That's right, because as recently as last fall, the White House got involved. President Obama actually had somebody go from his staff go to Patterson and tell him not to run because they figured he had a problem, had a problem getting reelected. And Andrew Cuomo, ironically, who was in 2002, was the bad boy in the Democratic Party because he went against the organization and opposed Carl McCall for the governorship, the Democratic nomination for the governorship, angered a lot of the rank-and-file Democratic activists in the state. And now he's had a remarkable comeback.
Richard, about 60 seconds left here. One of the interesting things is that a lot of people, especially when Patterson was still running, saw a potential Republican pickup in the governor's race and also in the race involving Kirsten Gillibrand, who replaced Hillary Clinton in the Senate. Yet seemingly every high-profile Republican doesn't want any part of either race. Why is that?
Well, first of all, the Republican Party in New York State has been pretty dysfunctional ever since, as a whole, ever since Nelson Rockefeller left. And George Pataki was a Republican governor who won three terms. However, he had no coattails whatsoever with regard to pulling other Republicans along with him, nor was he a big party builder. So that what you have is a very weak farm team of candidates in New York State on the Republican side to either run for governor or to run for the Senate. So that's their problem, and they don't have money.
And so that could easily spell good news for Cuomo and Gillibrand, but there's also several months to go before Election Day. Richard, very interesting on all fronts. Thanks, as always, for your time.
You're welcome, Greg.
Richard Benedetto, longtime White House correspondent for USA Today, also reported for Gannett News in New York, including 6 years in the state capital of Albany. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.